I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, October 17. Coming up, contract signed to fix roof of Maypen Hospital. AAJ donates $9 million for hurricane-affected islands and UWI Mona building LNG plant. The news in detail after the break.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. Companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.
Now the news. A $54.7 million contract has been signed to repair the roof of the Maypen Hospital in Clarendon. The project is being financed through the National Health Fund and will benefit the multiple wards and departments at the hospital.
I am told that the leaks are substantial enough to affect the outpatient department, maternity ward, central sterile supplies department, the dietary department, lab, physiotherapy, female medical and surgical, and pediatrics. And therefore the capacity of a hospital to respond and to treat with the cases that are necessary requires urgent attention. So I strongly support the call for a review of that process.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He says the speed at which issues are addressed in the health sector must be improved in the interest of the staff and patients of the facilities. The Airports Authority of Jamaica, AAJ, has donated $9 million to the Office of Disaster Preparedness, ODPEM, to assist Caribbean countries recovering from Hurricanes Irma and Maria. The funds will support ODPEM's Help Impacted Islands initiative and will be distributed through the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CDEMA. ODPEM Director General Major Clive Davis thanked the AAJ for its donation, outlining a need for more assistance for these ravaged islands.
The suffering is far from reports coming out of Dominica this morning is suggesting that the road to recovery is going to be long and it's going to be painful.
The Airport Authority has seen the need. They have been able to identify with the cause and as a result has joined us to make a donation to the fund. And one thing I want to assure you is that we will endeavor to ensure that those who are in need are the ones who will receive the donation.
Islands to benefit from the funds include Anguilla, Barbuda, Dominica, Turks and Caicos, and the British Virgin Islands. In the meantime, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is advising that it will cease collecting relief supplies for the Help Impacted Islands initiative today. However, ODPEM Director General Major Clive Davis says cash donations are still being accepted. The Help Impacted Islands initiative was coordinated by ODPEM in response to the devastating effects of Hurricanes Irma and Maria in September. Financial contributions may be made at any National Commercial Bank branch in the name of ODPEM Donation Account, Oxford Road Branch, account number 212-387-304. And the University of the West Indies, UWI Mona, is moving towards energy self-sufficiency through the use of liquefied natural gas, LNG. The UWI is building a 7-megawatt LNG facility in partnership with New Fortress Energy. Deputy Dean and Director of the Mona School of Engineering in the Faculty of Science and Technology, Dr. Paul Aiken, says the university's move towards energy self-sufficiency provides an opportunity for the training of a new generation of electrical power engineers. Students enrolled in the Electrical Power Engineering degree program will participate in internships at the LNG plant to be managed by Mona Tech Engineering Services.
For me, it's an opportunity to train the next generation of electrical power engineers. There is a lot of investment in LNG technology in Jamaica. We are going to have JPS themselves will be putting more than 50% of the island supply electricity on LNG and gas engines. They will need well-trained engineers, knowledgeable engineers to operate those plants.
Dr. Aiken was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. He says July 2018 is the targeted timeline for the UWI to start producing electricity from LNG. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.